month in 9 key swing states at the center of this year's presidential election. Rates dropped in Ohio, Florida, Wisconsin, Colorado, Iowa, Nevada, and North Carolina. They were unchanged in New Hampshire and Virginia. Overall, rates fell in 41 states last month, rose in 6, and were unchanged in 3. Jumpy investors have been in a sell mood because of weaker third-quarter corporate earning reports. After an otherwise strong week of trading, the Dow fell more than 200 points. Firms with disappointing results included Microsoft, General Electric, and McDonald's. Texas A&M University police say that the school's campus had reopened after an emailed bomb threat prompted an evacuation and building-by-building search. No bombs have been found, and people are being allowed to come back onto campus. The maker of Banana Boat sunscreen is recalling some 500,000 bottles of spray-on lotion after reports that a handful of people have caught on fire after applying the product and coming in contact with an open flame. 23 varieties of Ultra Mist sunscreen are being pulled off store shelves due to a risk of lotion igniting when exposed to fire. We'll be back with more news after this.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect.
What's with the umbrella? It's a beautiful day.
It's my umbrella policy.
Your what?
No matter what happens, I'm covered.
But there isn't a cloud in the sky.
Hey, things happen.
Want a big increase in protection without a big increase in your premium? It's called an umbrella policy. It covers your house, your car, and offers extra umbrella coverage for added security and peace of mind. Think of all you have to protect, and you'll think of your independent agent. He represents many different companies, so he can offer you the best deal.
I'm telling you, it's not going to rain.
Want to borrow my umbrella?
Ask your independent insurance agent about home and auto umbrella coverage. It's a great idea because, you know, things happen. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance. Because things happen.
Things happen. Things happen.
Local service means local people you know. This is Dan Romzik. We have been insuring Thumb area residents since 1959. Let's see if we can save you money. For a free quote, contact Romzik's Farmington Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382.
Back now for a look at our local news here on WLEW. A preliminary examination of Bad Axe woman in her death of her nearly two-year-old son began Friday morning in Huron County District Court. Jennifer Lynn Emmerich is charged with second-degree homicide, involuntary manslaughter, and child abuse in the first degree in the death of her son Donovan Cochran just days before his second birthday. In December of last year in Sheridan Township, Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski called his first witness, Dr. Kanu Varani, who is the forensic pathologist who conducted the autopsy that determined the death was a homicide. Varani said that the cause of death was asphyxiation, or lack of oxygen, leading to death. He also found undigested food that had been aspirated into the lungs of the child. He told the court that under the examination by Emmerich's attorney, Leon Weiss, that a two-year-old should not die by aspiration in that manner, calling it medically impossible. He added that it would require some underlying disorder to explain it. There are several more witnesses the prosecutor is expected to call at the proceeding. Prosecutor Rutkowski told us in a break in the testimony that it's possible that the preliminary examination may be continued onto another date to finish testimony if they can't complete it today. One person was arrested for allegedly defrauding a citizen near Millington out of $3,000 and another in Davison out of $8,000. Tuscola County Sheriff Lee Teschendorf said that detectives are working with the Davison Police Department in a joint investigation. When lodged in the fraud charges in jail, the sheriff said that after fingerprinting, the subject was found to have been using a false identification and his real identity was discovered. Other charges are pending here in Michigan and in California. The suspect's name was not released pending his formal arraignment. The Detroit Lions have named Harbor Beach High School football coach Troy Shelke to be its High School Coach of the Week for 8 weeks of the season. The program is presented by the Michigan National Guard. The recognition was given for the team's efforts and its 66-10 victory over Marlette. Each week through the 2012 9-week high school football season, one coach that best develops his players' character, discipline, and football skills, in addition to emphasizing player health and safety in their program, will be recognized. We'll be back with more news after this message from Thumb National Bank.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Hey, Grandpa, this combine is nice, but why are we harvesting the neighbor's field?
Well, Tyler, our neighbor retired from farming a couple of years ago. And with the help from our local Thumb National Bank, we now own and work this land.
Did Thumb National Bank help you buy this new combine too?
Let's put it this way. When you're in a huge business like farming, you can't do it all by yourself. You need a financial partner who not only knows you, you need one that knows the business of farming and how we operate. The lenders at Thumb National helped my dad for all the years he farmed. They work with me, and they probably will be your financial partner someday if you decide to take over.
Thumb National Bank. I always remember that.
Now and into your future, your agricultural partner for generations, Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Back now for a look at our state and regional headlines. Officials have added another Michigan death to the national meningitis outbreak. At least six Michigan residents have died among the 49 stricken with fungal meningitis. The latest is a 79-year-old woman from Oakland County. The illness has been linked to contaminated steroids made at an East Coast pharmacy and shipped to a handful of Michigan clinics. A Midland woman has been ordered to serve at least 3 years in prison for stealing from the dentist office where she worked. During her sentencing hearing on Thursday in Midland County Circuit Court, Stephanie Sislinski apologized, saying that what she did was inexcusable. The 53-year-old Sislinski pleaded guilty to a charge of embezzlement of more than $100,000, although prosecutors allege that the actual amount stolen from the Midland dentist, Dr. Michael Smith, over a period of years was close to $1 million. She also pleaded guilty in August to a count of embezzling between $50,000 and $100,000. Sislinski's husband also faces charges in the case. He is a former Bay County jail officer. 78 recruits are being sworn in as Michigan State Police troopers at their graduation ceremony at the Lansing Center. Upon graduation, the new troopers are to be assigned to MSP posts across the state, joining a group that could be used as reinforcements. Among those 78 new troopers, four of them have been assigned to the Caro Post, which covers the three-county Upper Thumb area. Those new troopers are Andrew Warner of Troy, Daniel Robertson of Houghton, Jordan Tromp of Byron Center, and Robert Turnaud, Jr. of Waterford. Troopers in the graduating class with a local connection include Thomas Salcido of Bad Axe, who was assigned to the Flint Post, along with Anthony Easlick of North Branch. Zachary Thibodeau of Vassar and Joseph Lacey of West Branch were assigned to the Tri-City Post. Jacob Escott of Frankenmuth finds himself at the Jackson Post, while Thomas Pinkerton of East Tawas will work out of the Brighton Post. Olivia Garlick of Mayville was sent to serve first at the Cadillac Post, and Mark McCauley of West Branch will patrol out of Houghton Lake. The state police had 887 troopers as of September. That's the lowest number in decades. The new hirees will push the count to 965 troopers at 29 posts across the state. The newest troopers successfully completed a boot camp-style course at the Michigan State Police Training Academy in Lansing, where they received training in firearms, water safety, defense tactics, and other disciplines. The Oakland County Sheriff says that authorities are investigating at least 16 shootings for any common threads in many Michigan communities. Sheriff Mike Bouchard says that no one has been injured, but there have been some very close calls. He told reporters today that cars and people appear to be the targets. Shootings have been reported in Oakland, Livingston, and Ingham counties. We will be back with more news after this message from Al Hansen Motors.
It's the 20th anniversary celebration at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. And Al has loaded up the lot with 20 new quality seal-inspected pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Here's Al.
We got two HHRs, 2006s with 80,000 miles on. They're at $95.80. They got the LT models. They're the good with the nice wheels. Also, we have a 2005 Chrysler 300 all-wheel drive with a moonroof, leather loaded, 81,000 miles. That's a 12880. We have several pickups, a 2006, which is a extended cab, a 2004 extended cab, and a 2004 crew cab. 2002 two-wheel drive, regular cab, and one extended cab, an Avalanche, 2002. So come in, look around, and see if there's something you might like. I promise, I will give you a deal that you can't turn down.
For the rest of October, stop in, register to win customer loyalty service gifts with no purchase necessary. Find the vehicle you want, go find Al, and make your best deal. After the handshake, go to the bonus wheel for a gift up to $200 cash back on your purchase, plus bonus gifts on service labor, too. It's during the 20th anniversary celebration at Al Hansen Motors, a Bad Axe.
Back now for more news on WLEW.